Arts and entertainment are a huge part of the Australian economy, and they're a lot of what makes life worth living. What have you seen in the last year? 0438 922 936. I was rather shocked about research from the Australian Institute Centre for Future Work by Alison Pennington that suggested that arts and entertainment are going to see a lot of insolvencies over the next wee while, but they're a bigger employer than you might think as well. Alison, good morning.
Good morning.
How big an employer are arts and entertainment in Australia?
Massive. We think about 350,000 people work in the cultural industries, and you know that's way bigger than some of the other sectors of the economy that we would typically associate with, you know, strong policy supports like coal mining or utilities even. So I mean, part of the reason why the sector is bigger than people think is that it's not just about artists. It's about the entire nighttime economies that support artists. We're talking arts education, museums, galleries, publishing and broadcasting, film and TV. And, you know, it's your listeners would be surprised to hear just really how big and how important this sector is for employing people in Australia.
Aviation, for example, is an area that's had pretty solid policy support from government through COVID. That employs 40,000 people. What kind of support has that industry seen?
Millions and millions of dollars of subsidies have flowed to the aviation sector from day dot. And, you know, that's a product of the relationships between the aviation sector and the government and lobbying, really knocking on the door and demanding those kinds of subsidies. And this is the reality of what happens in a time of big crisis and recession, is that certain sectors, you know, benefit from those relationships. And what we really need is for the arts sector to be able to be supported in the same way that some other large sectors. I mean, aviation was clearly an affected sector by, you know, border closures and people not being able to travel and health restrictions. But is there a greater example of a sector that's been hardest hit than arts and entertainment? I don't think there really is.
Possibly the travel industry, and we're talking to them this week as well, you know, like utterly disrupted. Unable to operate at all. Now, you think that Australia, the words you've used is a total public-led reboot of the arts is what's required. What does that mean? What does that look like?
Well, partly we're saying that the state of the arts and the entertainment sector was not good coming into the pandemic, and that helps us to understand why it cannot reboot as normal on the other side. And it was stumbling and struggling for some time, not because of any of the lack of efforts and amazing, you know, contributions of those hundreds of thousands of people. But we're talking about almost a 20% decline in federal funding to this sector over the last 10 years. And there's been some step up in the local government area, but it's nowhere near plugged the gap. And so what this means is the kind of funding arrangements that the arts sector has been forced to operate within, which is lots of short-term grants and the never-ending rat wheel of applying for short-term funding, was an inefficient and silly way, really, to deliver any important service or public good. And we think the arts is a public good, and so we need to return to essentially the settings of the Whitlam era from the 70s, of when there was a strong understanding across the public and in government that there was a central role for government public investment in a vibrant arts sector that increases participation and the access of the arts to all people.
Been asking you this morning at home, what have you seen? Judith Signet says, I saw Tim Minchin last March and then the next two nights were cancelled. So lucky. I've still never seen him live. I'm so jealous. And Kate says, I remember you taught me acting. Rick is a relief teacher once. Hi, Kate. I saw Medusa Waking at the Peacock Theatre. It was very confronting and made you think. I hope they run it again. I mean, it's also every band you see, the music and pubs, all of that throughout Australia's been really hugely affected by the lockdowns and all those gigs, Alison. Have there been support packages announced at a federal level?
So early in the pandemic, it was a couple months in, the government delivered some stimulus spending, but it's been wholly inadequate in our assessment. The programs have been very poorly designed. They've been caught in, you know, the bureaucratic wheels, and so many millions of the dollars that have been allocated have not actually gone out the door. And one issue that has come up is the money's not flowing to the areas of greatest need. And the arts and cultural sector is it's a massive ecosystem of organisations. And the funding that is going out the door is going to the highest, you know, most established, commercial, profitable, providers of the arts. Like, you know, Opera Australia just got an additional $4 million handed to it yesterday. And it's not that those institutions should not be supported. The point is that we need to be providing supports to really the artists themselves who actually create and produce the shows that we all love to see. It can't go purely into the hands of at the top end, really.
Particularly that small business model is so important as well. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens moving forward, Alison, and whether the states pick it up. But if people want to read more, it's at the Australia Institute Centre for Future Work site. Good to talk to you this morning.
Cheers. Thank you.